How we doing, Manhattan Beach? All right, hell yeah, we got some date nights, ladies nights. Look, I'm dating a nice Jewish boy. A Jewish man, I should say. He's a big man. He's a big, especially for a Jewish guy. He's like 5'7". It's crazy. He hates this joke. He's like, I'm 5'8 and 3/4". All right, you're 5'5", bud, relax. That's fine, by the way. And we met on an app, and that's also fine. It's the 2024. The first dating site came out in the 90s. We can stop acting like it's weird. And more importantly, I need my single ladies. Gotta quit blaming the apps for why you're alone. You sound insane, okay? I can't meet anyone because of the apps. You have 2 million people in a half a mile radius. You can't meet anyone. And you think it's the phone's fault. Especially if you're a lady trying to meet a man. Swipe. Someone will show up. Honestly, fuck your phone. Walk out of your house. One of them will crawl out of a bush. I've been waiting for you. I just think we're giving technology too much credit when we say things like dating apps have ruined dating. Like it's ever been great. You think it was better before the apps? You think it was better when a stranger would approach you in public and be like, I was watching you from across the street. That's what you miss? When a guy who looked like a glazed pork loin would slide between you and your friend at a bar and be like, let me buy you a drink. Come on, just do a shot with me. Just do one shot. Just do a shot with me, you fucking bitch. You fucking stupid fat bitch. I didn't want to fuck you anyway, you slut hog. Yeah, those were the days. The other day, one of my friends said, I wish it was how it used to be for our grandparents. Are you out of your fucking mind? Listen, our grandparents aren't still in love. They have arthritis. They can't find the paperwork. It's over for them, okay? She hated that. She doubled down. She's like, no, it's not the same for us. For women trying to meet a man, it is not the same. Men used to pursue women. They pursued us. Yeah. On foot, bitch. We were running from them. None of our grandpas are hopeless romantics. Everyone in here, your grandpa was a fucking psychopath. That man waited in a tree for a month during a thunderstorm outside your grandma's house. Just out there in the wind. You're not gonna get away from me, Beatrice! It's 1937. You're 18. You can't get a job. You're a woman. I'm all you got. Bartholomew down the street's not in this tree, it's just me. It's just good old Cornelius. He wrote her a letter every day for a year. What the fuck is wrong with him? Get a job. I went on one date with a man who then sent me 3 paragraph texts in a row. Blocked him immediately. Go to therapy, dude. What the hell? My favorite is when people romanticize their non-driving grandmas. She never had to drive. He drove them everywhere. He didn't let her get a license. You're not driving out of my life, Nancy! Or the house, that's always a cute one. My granddaddy built their house with his bare hands from the foundation up. He built the whole thing. Of course, he built the house. He had a secret family. He needed to know where to bury the bodies. We picking up on a theme, everyone? Nana's not shaking from old age. It's PTSD. Don't worry. She doesn't know it's PTSD. They didn't have that back then. That's just the way it was. Ask her about it next time she's puttering around the kitchen. She'll tell you. Oh, sweetheart, of course he hit me. But don't you worry. Nothing takes the sting out of a smackaroo like ice-cold marble flooring. Look at these things. He put them in himself.
bottom with his Coca-Cola stocks. Bless his heart. Don't feel bad for me. Feel bad for Dorothy down the street. She has to fall to linoleum. Ugh. It scuffs.
My grandpa was a prisoner of war in World War II. Twice.
Which, what are we doing?
What? Clock out. You got the medal. Stay home. How bad do you hate your family that you're like, what's worse? Spending time with my children? Or being waterboarded? Fuck it, I'm going back. Sign me up, Sarge! I never got to ask him about his time in the war, though, because believe it or not, I'm not a total piece of shit. How do you even do that? Hey, Grandpa, I'm going to summer camp. What were those camps you went to like? I didn't do that. But as you get older, you start wondering more about your family. What was their life like? What did they go through? So I started looking him up online, because as every man in here can tell you, there's a whole bunch of information about World War II on the internet. Everything I've found about my grandpa and World War II says he's missing in action. Yeah. So now I'm like, was that guy even my grandpa? Or was that just some nut job who served with Grandpa? Grandpa got obliterated on a beach in Normandy, and this guy Willard came back like, you're my wife now, Norma! It's 1945, women can't work in the factory anymore, go whip up a casserole! And all of this to say, we don't give our grandmas enough credit for what they went through. They're strong, and they're brave, and they dealt with some real shit. And we just go, there's Nana, one cheer for Grandma, and that's fine. I get it, we don't all have the instinct to go crazy for Grandma. 50% of grandmas, huge cunts, we know that. But you'd be a little bit of a bitch, too, if you were getting a right hook every time you overcook the chicken, you know? Yeah, Jesus is right. He should have been there. You cannot like that joke, but I'm not the person you're mad at for that. That one you want to take up with Pap Pap. By the way, that's why they called him that. Pap Pap! They dealt with a lot. And meanwhile, women my age are like, I'm also strong and brave because I talk about my mental illness on the internet. I don't know what your social media feeds look like, but if I open my Instagram one more time and find a hot influencer talking about depression, I'm going live and I'm killing myself. I can't take it anymore. Hot women with depression? Listen, I don't believe you. And I don't care. You're gonna be fine. You sit there and be a sexy rain cloud. You'll figure it out. You know? And I want to be clear, I believe that people struggle with depression. I just have a hard time believing someone's suffering with it if they've monetized it. I can't open my phone and be like, I hope this young woman's okay when I see someone going, I'm sad. And if you're sad too, use my code NamasteRenee for 10% off at BetterHelp.com. Are you depressed? Or are you bored because you're a hot influencer with a sugar daddy and you're like, everyone's hot now because of the filters. I need a thing. How do you get autism? Like, I have ADHD. Don't be fooled by the blowout. I am a pile of dirty laundry in a wig right now. So sometimes because of that, I'll get ADHD influencers on my Instagram explore page. You ever see this? You click on it, perfectly curated aesthetic. There's a color scheme, a font. They've timed the release of every post like it's Adderall XR. You don't have anything that organized if you have ADHD, okay? I have it. Everyone in here who has it knows what I mean when I tell you the most organized thing I do every week. Is that twice a week, I'm wandering around my home in my underwear screaming, did I take the pills or not? Fuck! And listen, this got a little aggressive. So I just want to say something before I get out of here, because I know I went a little crazy on the, be nice to the influencer. And it's LA, so there's probably some of you here. So if you are, If you are an influencer, which means you have influence, which is power, and you're hot, so you're hot, and you're powerful, and you're making a bunch of money from that, so you're wealthy, and you're hot, and you're powerful, and you're still depressed. Maybe it's time to go, huh? But just hear me out. If just the hottest of the hot people, just like the Brad Pitts and the Margot Robbies of the world, if they just disappear, we all get hotter. That's relativity. That's what Albert Einstein was talking about. You're only as ugly as the sack of shit sitting next to you. Trust me, I grew up in Alaska. We have four guys for every girl. You know how fucking delusional that made me? I shouldn't be up here, but I was homecoming queen. I don't even have a neck. You guys have been great. I'm Jessica Michelle Singleton. Thank you so much.